With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. With all the problems caused by coronavirus, a bit of good news could be on the way for cherry growers. As Asian markets begin to return somewhat to normal, growers are excited about the possibilities of shipping sweet cherries across the Pacific. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says on the surface, things might be looking up for cherry exports.
That's a really great way to characterize what we think we're seeing out there. It's certainly not going to be an export market like we would normally see without a pandemic going on in the world, but there's a lot of positives, and we're seeing recovery and business taking off in China, Taiwan, Korea, and in Vietnam.
Vietnam, Thurlby says, appears to have done a good job managing the coronavirus.
Vietnam really hasn't. They've done a pretty good job of keeping from getting that virus spread too far. I mean, they saw it coming, and I think a lot of the people started wearing masks and staying home, and they haven't really had that many cases comparatively.
So Thurlby says, given the cherry's limited shelf life, they're flown to Pacific Rim markets, and they're currently checking all West Coast airports.
But Seattle, obviously, is our first choice, and we feel like with these freighters coming in here, it's going to end up being a kind of a win for the growers, I think, that we were really worried about having enough lift. And as we find out that we're going to have a couple freighters a day available to ship cherries to these key markets, for us, it's a big win, and we thought it's worth talking about.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this possible export opportunity for Northwest cherries. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, let's talk about IPM and whatever that stands for.
IPM, Integrated Pest Management, uses all of the tools available to help solve pest problems while focusing on minimizing the impact to the surrounding environment.
Well, sure, we should be targeting the pests, but it sounds like having a plan of action is pretty important.
Some examples include scouting for pests, encouraging natural enemies, focusing on long-term prevention, and planting disease-resistant varieties.
So this IPM is more than just pesticides, but every tool and tactic?
Yes. By incorporating biological control, cultural controls like removing wooden bins, irrigating at certain times, using forecasting to determine stages of pests, and just knowing your orchard history and how you can improve. All of that is IPM.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.